Mocking Tiger by Pedro Pablo Sacristán. The tiger was clever, quick, and strong. He was always making fun of the other animals, particularly the puny bumblebee.
Look at that little bumblebee. Why, you're so puny. You're not big and strong like me.
And the slow and clumsy elephant.
Look at that funny, slow and clumsy elephant. You're not quick and strong like me.
One day, the animals were having a meeting in a cave.
A meeting of the jungle animals is now in session. All in favor, say aye.
Aye!
When there was a landslide, which sealed up the cave entrance, everyone expected the tiger to save them, but he couldn't. In the end, the bumblebee escaped through a tiny gap between the rocks. He flew off in search of the elephant, who hadn't gone to the meeting because he was feeling sad.
I'm feeling sad because the tiger made fun of me.
Elephant, elephant, quick! Some of my friends are trapped in a landslide in the cave.
I'm coming. I'll help you.
The elephant came and moved the rocks, setting the animals free.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Yippee!
We're saved!
Yay!
Thank you, elephant!
Yeah, thanks, elephant!
And bumblebee!
Yeah, you too!
Hooray!
Hooray!
The animals congratulated both the elephant and the bumblebee, and were keen to be their friends. The last animal to leave the cave was the shamed-faced tiger.
Gosh, I've learned my lesson.
And from that day on, the tiger only saw the good in all the other animals. The end.